Spending by safari tourists is the single biggest funder of conservation in Africa, says Kenya-based conservationist Max Graham, the founder of Space for Giants, an international charity that protects Africa's elephants and their landscapes. Because of COVID, that money has disappeared. In short term, that means the veterinary care, endangered species rehabilitation programs, and community education efforts have been curtailed. But if tourism numbers don't pick up quickly, the temptation will be to convert some of Africa's 8,400 protected areas into more immediately lucrative enterprises, such as oil extraction, logging, or mining. The welfare of some of Africa's most threatened species will be at risk. Nowhere is that more visible than in the small private game reserves that make up the bulk of South Africa's tourism industry, which indirectly employs some 1.5 million people and contributes 7% of the country's GDP. When De Jager decided to convert his family's dairy farm to a nature reserve 20 years ago, his idea was to reintroduce the rhinos, elephants, and lions that once roamed South Africa's Western Cape. He wanted to preserve as well as educate. Fairy Glen has been a regular stop for school groups from the area, but 90% of the paying visitors come from abroad, and they cover 100% of the reserve's running costs, which amount to approximately $30,000 a month, Wilkins says. So far, she has been able to stave off her worst-case scenario. Unusually heavy rains mean there has been enough forage to feed the browsing animals. And when a couple of the antelopes died in a bad storm, Wilkins was able to feed the carcasses to the lions. But cutting staff and security patrols has had consequences. On the night of July 27th, one of the reserve's rhinos went missing. After a thorough search, she concluded it must have been stolen or poached. The experience has left her shaken. I can't help but feel like we let our animals down because we couldn't provide the security they needed because of a loss of income. Overall, poaching for animal parts such as rhino horn and elephant tusk has declined in African game reserves over the COVID period, as it's harder for criminals to sell the products. But conservation organizations say killing wild and endangered animals for their meat, so-called bushmeat poaching, is on the rise. That spike, says Graham of Space for Giants, is largely due to the collapse of wildlife tourism. When guides, rangers, and resort employees no longer have the income to buy food, some will have no choice but to turn to hunting in the areas they once protected. Wilkins at Fairy Glen suspects some of her antelope may have ended up as someone's dinner. It's devastating for us, she says, but it's also understandable. They have children to feed. If I were in the same position, I most probably would do the same.